The following is a consecutive exercise. Please use this time to adjust your headset and volume to a comfortable level. The exercise will begin in 3 seconds.
Good afternoon, Pablo. Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the jury?
My name is Pablo Barrios, B as in boy, A-R-R-I-O-S.
Mr. Barrios, do you mind if I call you Pablo?
Yes, that's fine.
We just heard the testimony of a lady by the name of Paloma Gonzalez. Do you know her?
Yes, she's my mother.
And for the record, do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have one younger brother named David and one sister, Yasmin. She's the baby of the family.
Do you remember where you were residing back on July 3rd of 2015?
Fairview Street. The house number I don't know by heart anymore, but I could recognize it if I saw it.
This is the previously admitted last page of Exhibit 82. Are you acquainted with that house?
Yes, that was my old place, where we were all living back then.
Okay, so you were all living there July 3rd of 2015? That's the date in question. That's when a pretty bad incident happened at your house, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
If you are 21 now, strike that. How old were you when the reference incident happened?
I was 16. I remember I was in high school, but it was summer vacation then. I was looking for a summer gig, but no one wanted to hire a 16-year-old at the time.
Fair enough. Now, your mom was involved with a man named Fernando. Do you remember him?
Yes.
How old were you when you first met Fernando?
I would say 15. He lived with us for a while. I think it was a few months, but I couldn't tell you exactly.
So your relationship with Fernando Torres, for the most part, how would you describe it?
I mean, we would talk here and there. Our biological father died years ago, but Fernando didn't try to butt in and act like he was our dad or anything. He was just like a friend. He was a positive guy.
And this guy was a guy your mom was seeing, and you knew that, correct?
That's right. Mom and my stepdad had been separated since maybe the year before, and then she met Fernando at work.
Do you also know a man by the name of Miguel Herrera?
Yeah, he is my mom's cousin, but he doesn't usually go by Miguel. His friends called him Slinky. He was older and had older friends, so we didn't really hang out.
Okay. And was one of these friends around his age a person by the name of Steve?
Yes, he knew my uncles and he was a friend of Fernando's. He would come by every once in a while to see Fernando and my mom.
And would Steve be a person that you could recognize if you saw him here in the courtroom today? And if so, could you identify him for the record by telling us where he's seated and maybe describe his color of clothes so we know?
For sure. He's seated to the left over there with slacks and a pink button-up shirt without a tie.
Now, did you have any knowledge or suspect in advance that Fernando was coming over that evening on July 3rd, 2015?
No, I didn't know he was coming until I heard him downstairs. He hadn't visited mom in a long time, maybe a few weeks. He had been moved out for a while by then.
Had someone asked you to alert them if you saw Fernando again?
Yeah, Steve and Slinky did.
Slinky being Miguel.
Miguel, yes.
Okay. And then did you have to make a decision?
Yes, I don't remember whose number I had, either Slinky or Steve's, but I decided to contact whichever of them I had. I texted them saying, "He's at my house." They knew I meant Fernando.
What did you think they were going to do to Fernando that night? Did Steve tell you what the plan was?
Well, he and Slinky said that they would come in, grab them, and just like force him out. And I said, all right, I thought they just had some kind of beef with him and we're gonna rough him up.
Okay. Did you anticipate that Fernando was going to end up dead?
No, I thought it would be unpleasant and the guys made me nervous, but I never thought Fernando would die.
When you were in communication with these guys, did you figure they were going to be coming that night?
Yes, from what I gathered.
And did there come a point where you exited your house and made contact with some people outside that night while Fernando and your mom were inside?
Yes, I didn't want to, but they scared me. They were so intense about it, like they might come after me or my family if I didn't help. I was worried for my family.
Okay. Were you less concerned about Fernando? Fair enough.
Well, both of us, but I didn't have any choice. Him getting roughed up seemed safer overall than refusing.
All right, then. And when they arrived, what did the vehicle or vehicles they were in look like?
It was a little black car. I think it was a two-seater, kind of sporty, but they had four people in it.
What was the point of this first meeting with the one car and the four individuals?
To tell me their plan and what to do. It was Steve and Slinky. The other guys were a couple paces behind them, but I didn't recognize them.
Okay, what did they instruct you to do?
To leave the door unlocked and stay in my room.
Okay, did you go back inside afterwards?
Yeah. Then I gathered up my siblings. My sister has her own room, but I took her into the room that me and David shared. I only told David that something would happen without any details Yasmin didn't know.
And what do you remember happening next?
I tried texting them and saying that they should do it when Fernando left, but they had insisted that it had to be that night. They took, I'd say, an hour or two for them to come. At first, I didn't think they'd come, but then I heard their car.
So what did you do then?
My window faces the street, so I looked out and saw a gold truck instead of the black car, but I figured it was them, and I hunkered down in my bedroom.
Go on. What did you hear or see happening?
Well, they came into my room first. They pointed a gun at me and said to stay down. Then they kicked down my mom's door.
And then what did you hear going on across the hall?
I heard Fernando in pain. I could just hear him screaming, and them screaming at him.
How many guys did you actually see physically in your house?
Like four, maybe five, but I didn't get a chance to actually count them.
When they threatened you with the gun, what did you do then?
I was just a deer in the headlights at that point. I didn't think it was going to go like that. I didn't even think to call 911 until after they left. I was so scared and focused on what was happening at that moment.
And what could you hear happening to Fernando in the bedroom?
It sounded like he was getting hit with metal like a gun or something. I didn't see because I was trying to look away. And then I heard them trying to drag him out of the house.
Were you expecting him to be taken out of the house?
Yes, they had mentioned doing as much.
Okay. Were they having success in getting him off the premises from what you heard?
No. By then I could see them through the open door. He kept holding on to the door frames, and they just kept yanking.
Okay, did you hear anything unusual in that hallway?
A gunshot, real loud. I didn't see it because by then they had moved out of my line of sight. Then I heard Fernando screaming even more as they were leaving with him.
Thank you, Pablo. Your Honor, I have no further questions of this witness.